Today, we're going to shift gears just a little bit. We've been in the book of Acts for quite a while. And we're going to start in the book of Acts, but we're going to jump back to the book of John. We're going to start talking about Jesus building His church. We're going to wind up, we're going to speak on the subject of the Holy Spirit. Because that's the avenue that God uses to work inside us. And so we'll probably spend more than just today on the subject of the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, this is just going to be a basic introduction. And I'm going to remind you of some things today that you already know. So it won't be new, but even though you know, even though we know these things, sometimes we forget. Do you have that problem? So we're going to start in the book of Acts, chapter 16 and verse 6. Would you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? And I would suggest and ask you to hold your place in the book of John, chapter 14. Okay, we'll get to that in just a moment. Paul's on his missionary journey. He's taken his new partner, Silas. And in verse 6 it says, "Now when they had gone through Perga, the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. And after they had come to Mysia, they tried to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, 'Come over to Macedonia and help us.' Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them." Again, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we approach your throne of grace with thanksgiving, knowing that you are good. Thanking you, Lord, for the privilege of worship today. Thanking you, Lord, for the opportunity to observe the ordinance of baptism. Thanking you, Lord, for the privilege of looking into your word and learning from you. And I pray, Lord, that you will move in us today in a mighty way. I pray that you'll draw all men to you. And I pray that we'll respond to your word. Lord, give us eyes to see and ears to hear. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. As we look at our study of the book of Acts, we come to a very interesting place. So Paul and Silas, on their missionary journeys, it said they were going to preach the word in Asia, and the Holy Spirit forbid them. Okay, we'll go somewhere else. They tried to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit, it says, the Holy Spirit did not permit them to preach in Syria. And it seemed as though God is closing the doors. They're going one place, God closes the doors. They're going another place, God closes the doors. Finally, after being told no, two times God gives Paul a vision. This vision of a man from Macedonia. And this man says, please, he's pleading. And that word pleading means just what it says. He's pleading with him, please. Please come and help us. Come to Macedonia and help us. And you know, as I looked at this, I thought, you know, God has a plan. He has a plan for everything. And God's work is not something that we just kind of evaluate on our own, shoot from the hip and say, yeah, let's go here. Nah, let's do this. Let's build a building. Let's don't build a building. Let's take off. That's not what God's work or how God's work is done. It is done through the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God. Okay? It's funny how God... It's interesting how God in His work puts the right people in the right places at the right time to do the right things. Have you ever noticed that? You know, last week we had missions revival. And I want to just thank the church. You did so good. You blessed this pastor's heart. Everywhere I turned this past week during missions revival, the people of Victory were serving and ministering and doing and giving. We were able to give the two missionaries a check apiece for $5,800. Wonderful. You blessed them. Thank you. Great. Attendance was good. You came to the services. But did you know that for about 5 years, I've wanted to have a missions conference. As a matter of fact, we have talked about it for 5 years. Well, let's talk about this mission. What happened to the missions conference? And why are we? And it just didn't seem to develop. And it just seemed we couldn't get it to work, for lack of a better way to put it. But you know what happened last week? God put the right people in the right places at the right time to do the right things. Oh, what a blessing-filled week it was. Brother Jerry preached the gospel, and we got to minister to Brother Ben Hightower, Brother Scott Jones, and they got to minister to us. And I tell you, it worked because God was in it. And I'm reminded that everything we do as a church, and not just as a church, but everything you and I do as an individual, should be led by the Holy Spirit of God. You said, Brother Doug, but how do I know? How do I know? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. There are some things that we're going to establish today. In John chapter 14, and I would like to read these verses to you. And we're going to put them up on the screen a little later on. But John chapter 14, verse 16, Jesus is dealing with His disciples. And Jesus tells them, He said, I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees Him or knows Him. But you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. And we could change that now, because we could say, instead of will be, we could say is. Okay? He's telling His disciples this before they've been given the Holy Spirit, to be indwelled with the Holy Spirit. But that time has passed, and now every believer is indwelled by the Holy Spirit. But look at verse 18. He says, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. I will not leave you orphans. See, Jesus, up to this point in John chapter, well, all these chapters here, Jesus has been dealing with the fact that He's about to die, that He's about to be crucified. And His repeated theme to these guys is, hey guys, I'm about to leave. Guys, I'm leaving. Guys, you're not going to have me much longer. And so they're dealing with the questions of, oh no, how are we going to handle this? Where are we going to go when we have questions? How are we going to know what to do and when to do it? And how are we going to get along without Jesus when we're all by ourselves? And Jesus says, no, I will not leave you orphans. And that word orphans, it's someone who lacks the support or supervision of a parent. Okay? It's as a child that has been abandoned by his parents. Jesus is saying, yes, I'm leaving, but I'm not abandoning you. Says, I'm going to send you. I make you this promise. I will come to you. Not in flesh and blood. You see, up to this point, they've been able to touch, walk with, see, feel, and everything. Jesus. But that's about to change. Jesus says, I will come, but it will not be flesh and blood. It will be in the form of the Holy Spirit. See, here's where we get tripped up. Here's where most people do not understand. They think of the Holy Spirit as a feeling. You know, it's that emotional high or emotional low. That's not the Holy Spirit. That may be a result of the work of the Holy Spirit, but that's not the Holy Spirit. And I want you to understand today that the Holy Spirit is God. He's just as much God as Jesus, and He's just as much God as the Father. And when Jesus says, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit, and He's going to be in you, He's saying, I'm going to put God on the inside of you. Whoa. Do you realize that every believer has God living on the inside of him? Okay, I didn't say every believer is God. That's not it. You know, there'll be some religions that'll tell you that that's not true. But you do have God literally living on the inside of you. That word spirit, here's the problem. That word spirit is pneuma, and it means wind or breath or movement of air. And, you know, we can't see that. So how do you receive direction from someone you cannot see? Well, I will tell you this. God has not set you here to do the best you can. God has set you here to work through you by the power of His Holy Spirit. Okay? Now take this to heart, all right? Do you realize that God still speaks? Oh, Doug, you're on shaky ground. No, I'm not. I talked to Him this morning. That preacher has lost it. No, I hadn't. When I talked to Him today, His presence was just as real as yours is today. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit lives inside of me. And I'm not anything special. If you are a believer in the Son of God in Jesus Christ, if you have received Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Holy Spirit lives in you. And it's very He. It's not an it. He is very, very real. Okay? You see, we get nervous when we start talking about the Holy Spirit and, you know, we're afraid somebody will break loose and throw up their hands and run down the aisle. That's just being out of control. That's not the Spirit, okay? I'm talking about you are not alone. So many people feel like, well, Brother Doug, I just feel all alone. You're not alone if you're a believer in Jesus Christ. He has placed His Spirit within you. And you say, well, Brother Doug, I don't feel like His Spirit's in me. He's not a feeling. Your feeling has nothing to do with it. Jesus has told His disciples, and it just didn't apply to these guys He was talking to. It applies to you in the future. He said, if I go, I'm going to send the Comforter of the Holy Spirit, and He's going to live in you. Do you know the Holy Spirit's alive and well in you? You're not convinced, are you? You should be. Open your heart to the idea that religion is not just going to services on Sunday. That religion is not just doing required devotion time. Let me tell you what, real religion is living in the presence of God every day. All right? Real religion is hearing from God continually. You're not alone. You have help. I want you to read that. Verse 16. Jesus said in verse 16 there, He said, I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper. This is where it gets good. Okay? He will give you another helper that He may abide with you forever. I want to give you the definition of two words. Another and helper. That word another, it means one of the same kind. One of the same kind. That word helper, paraclete, it literally means to call to one side. So the idea, the concept is that somebody has been called to your side to help you. Now, and this someone who's been called to your side to help you is one of the same kind of what? Of Jesus. Okay? Now, get this. Can you imagine? I've often thought, boy, I wonder what it was like to walk with Jesus. Like the disciples did. to sit there for a Sermon on the Mount where it's, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit. I've always wondered, what was that like? Do you realize when Jesus says, I'm going to send you one of the same kind of helpers, He's saying, it's going to be just like walking with Me. But it's not in the flesh. Listen. Do you truly walk? Is Jesus real to you? I'm talking about daily. When you go to the Lord in prayer, do you know that you are in the presence of the God of this universe? That you know you are speaking to the God of this universe and He's speaking to you. And the Holy Spirit does speak. You, my friends, are not in this alone. You have help. There's so many people that if you're a child of God, you're not on your own. There is help. And this help is one like Jesus that's living on the inside of you. There are so many people fighting battles today and they don't realize the power that's at their disposal. Okay? The power of the Holy Spirit. Let me ask you a question. Are you struggling? Maybe you're a teacher and you're struggling to teach that class. You have help. Maybe you're led and you feel like, I need to witness to my neighbor. But you don't ever do that because you're afraid. You have help. Maybe your marriage is struggling and you just don't know how you're going to put it together. You just back up and realize you have help. I've heard people say, if my marriage is saved, it'll be because God does it. That's right. That's right. Are your children out of control? You having children problem? You have help. Are you under attack? You have help. You don't know what to do? You have help. The Spirit lives within. You see, that's what most Christians don't get. The Spirit of God is real. He's real. And you've got to trust the help that you receive. Do you ever pray and get off your knees and you've prayed about a matter, but after you got off your knees, you're thinking it's not really going to do any good? Nothing's going to change? You don't understand the power of the Holy Spirit. You see? There are many people who ask, Lord, help me witness to this person. Lord, give me the Holy Spirit to empower me to witness to this person. And then they get up and they never go witness to that person. You're not going to see the power of God in your life. Lord, use me in mighty ways. That I may take a stand for You. But then they get up and they never take the stand. Because they don't realize the help that's there. There are people who pray for their marriage. I've had people go, pray for my marriage, Brother Doug. I pray with them and I pray for them. The next thing I find out is they've left their marriage. Listen, God's not going to save your marriage if you're not going to stick with it and work on it. Okay? You've got to realize you've got help, but you've got to get involved. God's not going to hand it to you on a silver platter. You have to allow yourself in a position to receive the help that you need. You see, we're more concerned about being comfortable. People pray, oh Lord, use me. Lord, use me however You want to use me. And they pray that prayer. They get off their knees and they're approached. Listen, we've got a class. I think you'd be a great teacher for. No, that's not for me. No! Pray, Lord, use me. And then they're approached. Well, you know, we need more deacons. No, I don't really think I want to serve as a deacon. Wait, did you pray, Lord, use me? Did the Lord open the door? Then who are you to say no to God? You want to know why you don't hear from the Holy Spirit? Because you don't listen when He talks. And I say that in love. I do. But we don't listen. God convicts us of sin and we don't respond. God opens doors of opportunity. You know, we need some help in that nursery. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to keep kids. Other people's kids. I mean, after all, your own kids are good, but other people's kids are messed up, right? You see, most Christians do not understand the power that dwells within them. That's the idea of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you alone. He said, I'm not going to leave you alone. But I'm going to provide the help you need to do what I call you to do. Do you believe that? We go on. Not only do you have help, not only are you not alone, but you know Him. Now let's stop here for just a moment. You know what that... It says in verse 17... The Spirit of truth, Jesus explained the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees Him or knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. Oh, here's where it gets good. Jesus said, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit to live inside you. He said, the world can't receive this. The world cannot receive Him. Why? Because they're walking in darkness. Have you ever said, I just don't understand how the world cannot see what God's doing? Because they're walking in darkness. They don't see Him. They've never experienced the Holy Spirit. They don't know Him at all. But that's not the way it is for believers. It says, but you know Him. That word know means to know by experience. Have you ever experienced the Holy Spirit? Have you? Have you ever? Do you remember the day that you were saved? Do you remember something happened that you cannot explain when you got down on your knees and you asked Jesus to save you? You got off your knees and something was different. And you couldn't really face it like, I don't know what it is, but something's different. I'll never forget White Oak Missionary Baptist Church, 1970. I got down on my knees, asked the Lord to save me. And when I got off my knees, I didn't understand it. And to be honest with you, I didn't really care. I just knew I was going to heaven. There was a peace on the inside. There was a change on the inside. And I still, it's hard to describe to you, but I know the why. It was because the Holy Spirit of God took up residence within me. Now please do not misunderstand me. I'm not anything special. If you are a child of God, the same thing happened to you. Okay? You became the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit of God. But the problem is, I think, that sometimes we forget. And we get to focusing on the problems and focusing on and feeling alone and focusing on Satan. You know, he discredits us. Oh, you can't do that. And you... No, you're indwelled by the Holy Spirit of God as a believer. And once you grab hold of that, that very thought should be very empowering to the child of God. Do you realize there's nothing that I can't do? Why? Because of the God that lives inside me. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, here's the problem. Here's the problem. We forget over time. In my home, my wife has a wife thing. I don't know what you know, it's one of those pictury stuff you put on the walls, that kind of stuff. But I love it. I really do. It is the letters home. And they're big letters, and she's got them on a wall. Okay? H-O-M-E. And what's cool about it is that the O, the rest of the letters are cut out and permanent, but the O, she changes. She uses a reef for the O. And when the seasons change, she changes the reef. You know, like Christmas, she'll put a Christmas reef up there to make the O in home. If the fall is up there, she'll put a fall reef up there to make the O in home. And spring and all that. And it's pretty cool. But you know what happens? A lot of times, most of the time, I'll walk in the door and I'll never notice. A day or two later, she'll say, do you like my new reef? And I'm this deer in the headlight. Oh, honey, I was going to tell you and I failed to tell you. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. And she looks at me and says, you didn't even notice. I said, oh, yes, I did. I just forgot to tell you. We were busy and we had company and I just forgot to. But you know what? She knows. She knows. The Spirit of God's on the inside of you as a believer. And we get so caught up in what we're doing in this world. Work. Kids, chasing after kids, baseball, football, basketball, soccer, t-ball, and everything else. We get so busy that we forget to take note that God is living on the inside. You see, we wonder what's wrong with Christians today. Why do Christians look like the world today? Because they don't stop and consider the God that is living in them. Why do they make bad decisions today? Because they don't stop and seek the Lord. Why? You know, don't we see the power? Why don't I see the power of God in my life? Because you don't stop and realize the power that is living within you. Oh, my friends, as I was preparing this message, I was reminded. Lord, I'm sorry. Sometimes I get to preaching and get so busy preaching that I forget that God's living on the inside of me and I don't need to depend on Doug for the preaching. I need to turn to God, the help that He's given me, the Holy Spirit. Today, the challenge of this message today is that I want you to consider this week and be sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God that the Bible says that is in you as a believer. Before you make any big decisions, you seek the Lord because He's in you. Before you do anything, before you start a new ministry, before you say yes, before you say no, you seek the Lord. You see, I believe if we truly seek the Lord, God will make it plain. I'll never forget before I came to Victory. For 2 years before I came, I told the Lord, I'm ready. I didn't know where I was ready to go, but I said, Lord, I'm ready to go. And the answer was no. 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 I talked to some other churches. The answer was no. And I tell the Lord, Lord, you don't understand. It's time for me to go. Lord, you don't understand. And what I was the one that didn't understand. And I talk, you know, there's this church. They're looking for a pastor. No, that's not it. I even had some of my close friends tell me, well, Brother Doug, maybe you just don't need to be so picky. I said, it's not that. God won't let me go. And it took 2 years. I didn't know who Victory was. I really didn't. All right? And 2 years of being ready for God to move, then I was put in contact by Brother Maxie Haynes with y'all. And I wasn't around y'all very long before I knew God was saying, yes, this is the one. And I want to tell you something. Every believer needs this assurance. I'm where I'm supposed to be, doing what I'm supposed to do. Okay? Every believer, and that's not a preacher thing, that's a child of God thing. You're only going to get that when you realize and will quit ignoring the Holy Spirit of God that is within you. Are you where you're supposed to be doing what you're supposed to be doing? You see, if you'll take an honest, open look inside, the Spirit of God will stir you and say, you're not serving. You're not doing. You're not being faithful. You're living like the world. You know, you're abandoning me. You're not doing what I called you to do. Are you willing to say yes to the Holy Spirit of God? He's there. He's calling. He's leading. But only you can say yes. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the day. And we thank you for this reminder this morning, Lord, as we examine your Holy Spirit. And help us just this week to learn this one thing. We're not alone. We have help. And we know who the help is. Lord, help us to be sensitive and conscious of your Spirit moving in our lives. And may we be submissive to the leading of your Holy Spirit. Lord, I know you're alive and well within us. Give us ears to hear and eyes to see. And now in this invitation, we pray your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen.